Hi, welcome to WP Conversations. I'm Stephen Cronin, and recently at WordCamp Brisbane I had a chat to Detail, the web princess. Here it is.
And we're at WordCamp Brisbane. Dee, who do you work for?
I work for a company called HumanMade.
Okay, and what do you do?
Me personally, I'm a project manager, but the company builds large enterprise WordPress websites.
Cool. And actually, that's one of the things I was going to ask you about is, you've sort of been on a journey from being like a freelancer with like smaller jobs, I guess, through to like now like an employee, maybe contractor in the middle, and now you're dealing with really big clients, some huge clients along the way. How has that transition been? Has it been challenging? How have you dealt with that?
So the challenge initially that actually pushed me along with this path was getting to that understanding of where my limitations were. I could see what I wanted. I wanted to earn more. I wanted to work on bigger stuff.
Okay.
But as a solo agent, it's difficult to make those connections. But also as someone who has good skills, but limited skills. I'm a software cut and paster, software tweaker, a theme messer upper.
Yeah, sure.
And that's useful, but that doesn't work at large scale. So I guess 18 months, 2 years ago, I made that decision that I could see I had skills in other areas.
Yes.
And I made that conscious decision to go, okay, let me push off into an area where I can make those connections and work on those bigger projects,
sure.
Being aware of those limitations. So now I don't code.
You don't
anymore.
Code at all?
I don't
code. Do you
code
miss
them.
It?
Yeah, it's funny. While I was in this transitional process, I had a conversation with somebody who was the program manager of the project that we were working on. And I asked him exactly that same question.
Yeah.
Do you miss it? And he said no. And it was like, it's okay.
Right.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't, but I actually don't. I mean, I have a local machine and I tinker and play with my own sites, but I don't miss. There's lots of things I don't miss.
Cool. I've got a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with one around coding, seeing we're on it. How did you get into it? And the second part of that is how do I get my daughter into it?
Right.
I'm very interested in this at the moment. I want to encourage her to get into coding.
So I'll start with a story that's 25 years old.
Okay. I thought you were going to say 25 minutes long.
No, I promise. Not that long. I did applied mathematics at school, and I'm rubbish at maths.
Okay.
Because I am legitimately rubbish, not because I believe that somebody told me I was rubbish at maths. But I found that I was actually really quite good at coding. But back then, software was new-ish. Certainly, I was a girl. I was in a small town. Nobody said, hey, Dee, you look good at this.
Yeah.
Why don't you pursue it?
Yeah.
And so it wasn't until 15 years later, in other contexts, that I found myself back in the code again, going, I remember what happened back then.
So you had this big gap.
I worked in a bank. I was a nanny. I worked in customer service. Like,
what a waste.
It's all been valuable in the long run, but I look back on that and go, you know, maybe I would have been an engineer.
Yep.
Maybe I would have if I had had that encouragement, if I had been able to see where it was going to go, or if I'd believed perhaps that I could do it.
And I guess that's where my question's coming from, is how do we avoid that happening these days? Like, I'm selfish because I'm thinking about my daughter, but like in general, I'm interested in topics. How do we avoid that sort of thing happening?
So I think there's two sides of looking at it. There's the side of people like us who are doing it and organising for it.
Yep.
And from that perspective, we need to make it as accessible as possible.
Yes.
So that may mean that WordCamps in the future will have kid coding sessions, and that's actually, we're starting to see that happen.
We almost had one here, but it didn't quite happen.
It's not a small undertaking, so it needs particular people to go.
Yeah.
So it needs people that are passionate about seeing that happen and who make the time to make that happen and are capable of delivering that in a way that kids understand.
Yeah, there's other stuff like blue cards and things like that.
There's stuff out there.
But it can be done. I'm sure it can be done, and I'm really keen to see that happen in the future.
And from the kids' perspective, and I don't know how many, I mean, I'm sure Jess will hear this, and I'm sure other children or young women and men, young boys who want to have a crack at this, is there's two voices to listen to, and there's some voices not to listen to.
Okay.
So you can listen to the voice in your head, or you can listen to outside voices that say, oh, well, you're a girl, you can't do that. Right. You have to stop listening to those voices. And you can let those voices talk to the voice in your head that says, oh, you can't do this, or you're a girl, this is not for you. You have to stop listening to those voices. And you have, if it's something that you want, if it's something that you can see that you're good at and that you enjoy it, you have to listen to the voice in your heart that goes, I'm going to push this, push through this, and it will be hard. We've got, there's a lot of society baggage, there's a lot of cultural baggage around all of this, and I think there's going to be this generation, I hope desperately that this generation coming through will go, you know what, I know that this is going to be hard, I know that there's going to, it's going to be resistance to this, but this is in me, this is what I want, and I'm going to push through and do it. Okay. So it's two sides. That's,
and then I guess in my head I'm just thinking out loud now, totally off all my scripted questions, but like, I guess if you're in that situation where you have to push through and do it yourself, to me the logical thing is to get involved in the community.
Yeah.
Even if you're too young, get your parents to bring you along or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
What can we as a community do to help facilitate that?
So I think, and again, that's parents who are prepared to bring their kids and go, yes, come on, I will come with you. I'll sit, even if you're not a coder, when you see that you've got a child that's interested in this, even if you don't understand it, foster that.
Sure.
And on the other side of that, us as community organisers need to be open to that as well and speak to that as well. It's a big job, and I think it's much, but we just have to take those steps, I think.
Cool, that's been really helpful. I was going to ask you some other questions about community and how that helped you, like very quickly, because it's gone on quite a while. But how has your involvement in community, because you've run meetups and WordCamps and how has that sort of helped you in your current career path from freelancer through to where you are right now? Has it been a big...
It's been 100% of what I'm doing now and the company that I'm working for and the people that I've met and the friends that I've made have 100% been a part of what I'm doing.
Yep.
Not only in, you know, organising meetups and participating and leading and organising meetups has introduced me to people that go, hey Dee, I have a thing, I need some help with that, that has turned into actual work when I was freelancing. Sure. So the kind of network in that direction. But it's introduced me to friends who go, hey Dee, we're working for these guys, why don't you come too? And so now I work for an amazing company with my friends.
Yeah. You're not the only example I've seen of this, so I guess I want to encourage people to get involved in the WordPress community because not only does it help the community, it ends up helping us.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thank you very much. I've got
a couple
of quick questions.
Sure.
When was your first WordCamp?
Melbourne, 2011.
Melbourne, 2011. That is the one before I started coming.
Yeah, you were. That was the Gold Coast at the end of 2011.
Yeah.
I remember I met you there.
Cool. What was the best WordCamp you've been to?
Oh, crumbs. How do you define best? I mean, they're all amazing because you meet all of these great people. One of the most powerful ones for me was the first one that I spoke at, which was the Gold Coast one, 2011. I can't pick one.
Yeah.
See,
it's the wrong answer. You're supposed to say this one.
This one. Oh, crumbs. Okay.
And it's an old joke. I used that in the last interview too with Roby yesterday.
Yeah.
No, they're all good.
They are all amazing.
That's the real answer.
So what's the best one? The next one.
The next one.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
All great. Awesome. All right. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, Stephen.
See ya.
See ya.
Thanks for watching or listening to WP Conversations. If you enjoyed it, please help us out by sharing the podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at WP Conversations, and you can find links to everything at WPConversations.com.